Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, "Totally," just shorter. As in, "I totes love going to the mall with Becca." Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, "Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case."
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
you love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Wednesday to you. We've got a lot to talk about today. All 3 hours, just you and me, no guests today. So let's get the conversation started. Did our federal police, I'm talking specifically about the Secret Service and the FBI, I'm not accusing the agencies themselves, but did some people, some small handful of people within these federal agencies and the Department of Defense conspire to overthrow America? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Also, is Herschel Walker guilty of voter fraud? And an abortion update, will people be required to bury zygotes? It's getting weird. I want to get through all that stuff in the first hour. In the second hour, is electricity around the world dying? Europe looks like they're facing an electricity crisis. And it ties back to global climate change. I'll tell you about that. In other words, get ready. That brave new world is here. And it's arriving faster than many of us expected. Also, why are we letting the Supreme Court be above the law? Sheldon Whitehouse recently had a fascinating interaction with them. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. And a serious question in the second hour, is Twitter worth saving? Frankly, I think so. we'll explore that question in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, I want to get into a new study that just came out from the United States Senate. The persistent and lethal threat of white supremacists. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Excuse me. And how does America stop stoking the violence from Republicans like Carrie Lake? We'll talk about that in our third hour. And a geeky science. Now we know why zebras have stripes. It's an amazing story. So, a lot to cover today. I want to start out with my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com. You know, yesterday, Jessica Watkins, Kelly Meigs, Thomas Caldwell, Kenneth Harrelson, and Elmer Stewart Rhodes III, the former number two staffer to Congressman Ron Paul, which for some reason is typically omitted from all the biographies of Stewart Rhodes. But he used to work for Congressman Paul, Ron Paul, in Congress. He knew his way around the building, shall we say. And he was convicted, the five of them were convicted of felonies. Two of them, Rhodes and Meigs, were convicted of seditious conspiracy. But it raises the question, how did they get close enough to Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi that they actually represented a genuine threat to killing them? How did they get inside the Capitol? How did this happen? And for that, I start with a quote from The Adventure of Silver Blaze, which is one of Arthur Conan Doyle's stories. Is there any other point to which you would wish to draw my attention? The Scotland Yard police inspector asked Sherlock Holmes.
Well, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, Holmes replied.
The dog, the inspector said, did nothing in the nighttime.
That, replied Holmes,
was the curious incident. So why didn't the dogs of our federal police, our investigative, and our military agencies, why didn't they bark when they knew full well in advance that an armed mob was coming to the Capitol to try to overthrow our government, and that many within that mob were not only armed but willing to kill, and did, in fact? 8 people died as a consequence of that invasion. And why afterward did the Secret Service and the Department of Defense wipe their phones? This is like a small town police force being warned that bank robbers are coming to town this weekend. And so that weekend they all go fishing. They take the phones off the hook and they go fishing. And then when they come back, they say, well, you know, we didn't really believe they were actually going to rob the bank. And then they burn the note that was warning them that the robbers were on their way. I mean, why are so few people openly speculating that corrupt individuals, possibly only a tiny handful, within the FBI, the Secret Service, and the Department of Defense may have participated in a plot led by Donald Trump to overthrow our government? I just never hear any conversation about this anywhere. Is this because I live in a little silo that, you know, it's just me and my program and you, and, you know, we talk to each other, but, you know, we're not part of the greater world? Am I missing something here? Or is it that, you know, journalistic integrity requires that you not discuss such things until there's some fairly compelling evidence? Well, how about the commanding general of the National Guard complaining to the Washington Post that a report from the FBI saying that he was notified, or not the FBI, from the Department of Defense, saying that he was given authority to send in the National Guard around the 4 o'clock hour, was wrong, that it wasn't until after 5 o'clock that he could send in the National Guard, and for 4 or 5 hours he'd been trying to do it and they'd been refusing to let him. I mean, what's up with this? Now, I get it that, number one, police agencies tend to be filled with authoritarian type people. That's kind of necessary to do the job. Not always, but, you know, and a lot of authoritarian personalities are drawn to police work, like the FBI and the Secret Service. And I get it that Donald Trump, and then that they're very, very conscious of hierarchy, that they, you know, the chain of command is something they all understand. And here you had the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, literally, saying that he won the election, that it was stolen from him by Joe Biden and by Democrats in a handful of states. And you had the senators and members of the House of Representatives from those states and local politicians in those states saying, yep, they stole it. So I can completely understand why somebody in the FBI, the Secret Service, might believe Donald Trump and believe those Republicans, being a Republican themselves, and think those nefarious Democrats, they're up to some real crap this time, and thought, well, okay, we'll help overturn the election because it was a fraudulent election. I get that. But why not just come forward and say, yeah, this is what I believed? Why did Christopher Miller, who Donald Trump put into the position of Secretary of Defense, why did Christopher Miller issue a memo saying that the National, this is on January 4th, 2 days before January 6th, when everybody knew what was coming. Anybody with a Twitter or Facebook account could have figured out there was going to be violence in D.C. on January 6th. The FBI knew this. The Secret Service knew this. At 7 o'clock in the morning on January 6th, they were reporting that there was a guy with a gun in a tree. Remember this from the testimony before the January 6th committee? That there were people carrying semi-automatic weapons. Donald Trump from the dais, from the podium said, hey, let them through. They don't have to walk through the magnetometers, the metal detectors. So why did Chris Miller issue this memo 2 days in advance saying that to the National Guard, you are not authorized to be issued weapons, ammunition, bayonets, batons, or ballistic protection equipment? You are not to interact with protesters. You are not to employ any riot control agents. You are not to share equipment with law enforcement agencies. You are not authorized to use intelligence, surveillance, or reconnaissance assets. You are not to employ helicopters. You are not to conduct searches, seizures, or arrests. You are not authorized to seek support from any non-DC National Guard units. Why did he say this? Remember, on November 9th, the day after the election, I believe, wasn't the election in 2020 on November 8th? Not this one this year, but 2 years ago. Yeah, it was November 8th. On November 9th, right after he lost the election, but before anybody knew it for sure, the election had not yet been called, the Los Angeles Times pointed out that the day before the election, Donald Trump had fired his Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, who was Senate confirmed. He was a legal Secretary of Defense. Now, the law requires that the number two person in the Department of Defense become the acting Secretary of Defense. Trump ignored that law and instead put in Chris Miller. This was a violation of the law. Chris Miller was serving illegally, I believe, my understanding of this. Please fact check me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right here. That he was serving illegally as Secretary of Defense. And this is what the day after the election, long before January 6th or anything else, the day after the election, this is what the Los Angeles Times wrote. Quote, President Trump's decision to fire Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday, the day before the election, raised concerns that he may be planning far-reaching military moves in his final weeks in office and is putting in place new leadership more inclined to go along. Trump named Christopher Miller, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, to take over as acting defense secretary, bypassing the normal practice of having the Pentagon's number two official take charge temporarily if the top job becomes vacant. In an interview conducted before his dismissal but published after he was fired Monday, Esper suggested that his successor might be more willing than he was to go along with Trump's questionable uses of the military. Who's going to come in behind me? Esper told Military Times, which covers the armed forces. It's going to be a real yes man, and then God help us, end quote. So here you have the day after the election, the Secretary of Defense confirmed by the United States Senate saying, God help us, because a yes man, Chris Miller, is coming in, and then Chris Miller on January 4th issues this memo. What did it take for Trump to get Chris Miller to write that memo? Was he duped? Was he blackmailed or bribed? Was he an enthusiastic or reluctant participant? Did Donald Trump or his chief of staff and apparent co-conspirator, Mark Meadows, dictate this memo? I reproduced the entire memo, by the way, on my article. You can see it, you can download it over at HartmanReport.com. And if that wasn't bad enough, on January 6th itself, while these armed traitors were attacking police and searching to hang Mike Pence and kill, hey, where's Nancy? Chris Miller oversaw a mid-afternoon, mid-riot conference call in which the Army Secretary, McCarthy, was again begging for authority to send in the National Guard. They were his people. He had asked on January 4th to send in the National Guard. And that was Chris Miller's memo saying, no, you can't do that. And right in the middle of the riot, they're having this conference call on January 6th, and Army Secretary McCarthy is saying, I want to send my National Guard guys in. And Miller is saying, no. And who's on that call? Charles Flynn, the brother of Michael Flynn. And for a full year, the Pentagon lied about that to both the press and to Congress. What the hell's going on here? Or am I just in Wawa, you know, la-la conspiracy land or something? What do you know about this? What are your thoughts on this?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Was somebody on the inside in on this? And if so, why are we hearing nothing about this?
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com. The guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I put the Man Crates house sauce maker and the watchmaker on my Christmas list. Man Crates will be awesome for the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get 50% off with code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50. F-E-S-T-I-V-E 50, festive 50, at mancrates.com. All righty. So, by the way, the election in 2020 was on the 3rd of November, not the 8th. I was wrong on my dates, but November 9th was the date that the that piece was published. And in fact, I need to just double check that. Los Angeles. Yeah, November 9th. And so a couple of other things here that I wanted to bring up. The number one, Herschel Walker is continuing to be in, shall we say, a crisis. He yesterday called on us to get rid of our government. You know, he says, when they get to the point they want to get with the Green New Deal, I will raise my hand. But we're not at that point yet. So why are they trying to force it to something that we're not yet ready to go yet? Think about it. They're going to our enemies. They're going to terrorists. They're going to dictators, asking them to help us. Now, at that point, he's talking about, you know, getting foreign oil and stuff. He's talking about foreign energy. And I think he's probably right. But then he goes, we don't need them to help us. We can help ourselves. Well, I agree with that, too. And then he says, we need to get rid of the government and get back to the people. And at that point, I'm like, what? We are the government. By the way, now a complaint has been filed with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the state attorney general by Georgia resident Ann Gregory Roberts, claiming that, quote, it appears that Walker was not a resident of Georgia for voting purposes when he registered to vote and voted. Any person who votes or registers to vote knowing that he or she is not eligible to do so is guilty of a felony. Is Walker going to be, I mean, remember you had Greg Abbott in Texas has tried this as well, but you had Ron DeSantis and then you had the current governor of Georgia. What the hell's his name? It just jumped right out of my brain. In any case, Brian Kemp, thank you, parading black people in front of television. Oh, look who we caught voting illegally. Kemp has done it. Ron DeSantis has done it. Is Herschel Walker going to be the next black man paraded in front of a TV camera for voting illegally? I don't know. But, you know, he registered to vote in Fulton County on August 17, 2021. At the same time, for 2021 and 2022, he claimed with the state of Texas that he was living in Texas. He's got a $4 million mansion in suburban Houston. Suburban Dallas. So what's up with that? I want to give you an update on the abortion situation across the nation and get your thoughts and calls on that as well. Jessica Valenti's most recent Substack article has some just really shocking stuff about what's going on in Texas and Indiana, North Dakota. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So how do you think this whole January 6th thing is going to resolve itself? Your thoughts on the conviction yesterday? What are your thoughts on what's going to happen with Herschel Walker and abortion? What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. I own a set of these sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. So this is, by the way, I neglected to mention that Herschel Walker's residence in Buckhead, in the upscale suburb of Atlanta, northern suburb, that residence was being rented out by, he doesn't even own it, his wife owns it, and she was renting it out. We don't know exactly when they kicked the renters out, and he moved in, but he continued to claim to with the state of Texas that he was living in Texas. I don't know, we'll see where this goes. I wanted to mention abortion, and then I'm going to pick up your phone calls here. Jessica Valenti at jessica.substack.com pointing out the federal appeals court has just reinstated an Indiana law that requires abortion clinics to either bury or cremate the remains of abortions. They say fetal remains, she notes, but let's be specific. Many abortions happen before there even is a fetus. A previous ruling pointed out that the law infringed on women's religious rights. Idaho is in the middle of multiple lawsuits over their abortion ban. The legislature hired private attorneys to help with those cases to the tune, Jessica Valenti writes, of over $275,000, and taxpayers are footing the bill. She continues, and I'm quoting literally from her newsletter. I commend it to you, jessica.substack.com. Speaking of corrupt laws in Texas, thanks to a law allowing private citizens to bring civil suits against anyone providing or aiding and abetting abortions, a woman in the state is going after the owner of Abortion Offshore, a clinic operating in federal waters. The woman who filed the suit wants to depose owner Michael Kimbrough and gather information about, quote, the identity of all individuals and organizations that aided or abetted illegal abortions by providing funding, insurance coverage, or logistical support. Jessica calls this terrifying. These are just naked attempts to intimidate abortion providers. North Dakota's attorney general is asking the state Supreme Court to lift a block on that state's abortion ban. The Center for Reproductive Rights calls that state's ban, quote, one of the most extreme and dangerous laws in the nation. A former Florida state attorney is suing, Andrew Warren is suing Governor Ron DeSantis for suspending him. This guy was a prosecutor, and he said, I will not prosecute abortion-related cases in my district, and DeSantis fired him. But he's an elected official, and so he's suing, saying, you can't fire me. Another intimidation tactic. Jessica notes that Google vowed this last summer that they were no longer going to save location data for anybody visiting abortion clinics, so a tech advocacy group ran a test. They visited a bunch of abortion clinics, and then they checked the dark web data from Google or the Google data that's available for sale to find out if they were tracked to the abortion clinics. And sure enough, they were. This data could be used by law enforcement to prosecute an abortion case, or by vigilantes, out of Texas. And finally, Jessica notes, abortion medication is used by more than half of American women who end their pregnancies. Two of the anti-abortion groups now are going after the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. One is suing the FDA to reverse their decision approving abortion medication. The other one wants to force doctors to make women who use abortion medication bag up the product of conception and turn it into the doctor. In other words, after the stuff comes out, put it in a bag and bring it back to your doctor's office. They want to make this the law. Other groups are trying to limit telemedicine options for abortion medication. In fact, Americans United for Life tells the Washington Post that getting rid of abortion medication is their top priority for this year and next. Brilliant. So, what do we do with this? What is happening to America? What is happening to American women? And how is this going to impact our politics going forward? Looking forward to your thoughts on all those things. John in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, happy holidays.
Thank you, back at you.
Hey, Tom, three quick questions. My first thing I want to bring out is, you know, we keep calling this Georgia thing a runoff. You know, I wish the media and everybody could put the words voter suppression runoff, because Warnock has always been in the lead. This is simply a voter suppression runoff. Would you agree?
Well, they put this, if nobody hits 50% plus one, they put this into effect back during Reconstruction, because in the early years of Reconstruction, there were black candidates who were actually getting on the ballot or not just getting on the ballot, who were actually winning elective office. In fact, they took control of the South Carolina legislature for 2 years. And so this was put into law specifically to make it less likely to have black candidates, you know, getting into that 50% plus one or getting into that final runoff,
which indicates that a vote, your vote's supposed to count. I mean, yeah. if you look at the numbers, I mean, you know, the numbers don't lie. I mean, the majority is not in this particular case. I mean, it's simply, I mean, I learn everything from you, but I mean, it's just such a wrong law. It just shows you that all those people who voted, their vote didn't count because we're having a runoff, and there's no tie at all. Warnock has always been in the lead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a feeling Warnock's going to win this election. I think he's going to win walking away from it. Walker has pretty much stopped campaigning, and when he does, he puts his foot in his mouth so badly that they literally, some of the Warnock ads now are nothing but clips of Walker. I mean, it's that bad, right?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so there you go.
My other quick question I want to ask you was, you know, in the United States, we have more Democrats than Republicans. And, I mean, I listen to you every day. I read your Hartman reports every day. I guess I still don't understand on how have we allowed the other half of our government, which is the Republican Party, how have we allowed them to somehow make all the rules and get away with all the voter suppression and white supremacy and terrorism, where it is now the second part of the United States government? We either have the Humanity Party or we have the white supremacist, you know, terrorist party, but there's more Democrats than Republicans in the United States, and I just don't understand on how that has all kind of happened. I mean, I do read your reports, but
there was a project, this project started in 1972 when Lewis Powell laid it out in his famous memo, and he said, you know, we've got to seize control of America. And he was talking specifically to the CEOs of the largest companies in America through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, they put a lot of money, I mean, literally tens, maybe even hundreds of billions of dollars over the years, and built this enormous infrastructure. There are state policy centers in every single state cranking out right-wing propaganda and supporting Republican politicians. There are funding mechanisms for right-wing talk radio hosts. I have a friend who's a conservative talk radio host who told me that, you know, he can go give a speech at a local high school and he'll get a $30,000 speaking fee from you know, one of these organizations that kind of backstops these people. It's a whole infrastructure to support right-wing cranks. You've got the ownership of all those radio stations. You've got, you know, all these publications. I mean, it's been a concerted 50-year-long effort to seize control of the United States government, you know, state by state. And it's been quite successful. And the Democrats have not been that strategic. And they have not been thinking in terms of just, you know, let's get power for power's sake. They've been trying to govern during this period of time, and in some cases rather poorly. There was the neoliberal detour that the Democratic Party took for about 30 years. But I think that they're getting their act together again, John. I'm optimistic about the future. John, thank you for the call. Glenn in Bethesda, Maryland. Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. I just want to agree with what you're saying and just round it out.
About what?
The last call. About corporate power and the buy-up of communication and the money interests that have been trying again, like they did when Smedley Butler prevented a fascist takeover and the overthrow of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's the same thing right now, and we keep asking the same questions when we already know the answers. You do. You just said it. You started the program asking why this and why that. It's because corporate media, owned by corporations, is allowing the narrative that we hear every day to support the Republican Party by suppressing news.
I think there is a real problem there, Glenn. But if you go back to the 1930s and you look at what happened when Smedley Butler blew the whistle on Rene DuPont and his friends trying to assassinate Franklin Roosevelt. It was Franklin Roosevelt himself who shut down that investigation. You know, Congress did it, it was two weeks into it, and he said no.
I hear exactly what you're saying. So my question is, instead of asking why this is all happening, when we know the answer, it's corporate power, corporate money, corporate media, why don't we start asking the question of why don't the Democrats effectively push back? I know you've probably heard of that.
Well, this is where I was going with what I was saying when you interrupted me, Glenn, was that I think that the reason Franklin Roosevelt did that, the reason he put the kibosh on that, the reason why, a decade later, Harry Truman blocked the investigation and criminal investigation of 30 or 40 United States senators and members of the House for taking money and doing Hitler's work on the floor of the House and Senate, was because they felt that letting the American people know about these horrors, this freak show, would be a terrible thing. Now, whether anybody in the Biden administration believes that, or whether the FBI is, Chris Wray was the head of the FBI, during January 6th, and still is. What's up with that? Obviously Chris Miller, who is running the Department of Defense, is long gone. But who's covering up for whom? Is this institutions covering their own butts? Is this somebody in the administration not wanting to say this is how deep the rot goes? I don't know. I don't think it's just a bunch of people, in the boardrooms of NBC and the New York Times sitting around going, oh, let's not talk about this. I just don't think that's happening.
Oh, it obviously is. You have the abortion issue that just rocked the country, is the reason the Democrats didn't get smashed in this last midterms. And the only story I've seen about one woman having a problem having to leave Mississippi was after the election and not before, because it would destroy the Republicans completely if they had news on it.
Well, it could be. I get what you're saying, Glenn, and there may be a large grain of truth to it. The media does tend to like Republicans. In fact, they before the election, because the red wave was coming, CBS started hiring Republican commentators. Now that the blue wave happened, have they hired any Democratic commentators? Nope.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So there is some bias, but I really think it's more like, the title of John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, that they're just afraid to say it out loud.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. the last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, the last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food that made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you a 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchased price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your phone calls. Tom in Boston. Hey, Tom. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you don't live in a silo. It's your show. I think there's more to it myself.
So you don't think I'm missing anything here? You think that
no,
my analysis
no.
is probably accurate?
I think that about a third of the people are up to speed with what's going on. It's a one-sided situation we're up against, and the money owns it. But I think maybe we should investigate it, since we're throwing money away with non-governmental Bidens and forgetting about what Trump's voice did. I think we should have an investigation about the program managers, the media outlets of radio and TV, and they're the gatekeepers. And there's meetings somewhere. There's memos. There's stuff. How is business conducted there? And we need to take control. We are the market. We are the country. We need to take control of ourselves.
Well, here's the problem with that, Tom. If under a nice and benevolent leader like Joe Biden, we were to seize control of the media in the United States and say, okay, we're going to run this, we're going to make the rules. And then you get President Ron DeSantis in, he's got that power, Is that really where you want this country?
No, I wasn't saying that at all. No, okay. I was just saying, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. It'd be nice to have an investigation program, because I really do think that that's where focus is applied. And innuendo is...
Yeah. I think there does need to be more attention paid to the media, and the media doesn't like this. I believe this is why Brian Stelter lost his show on CNN, which was one of the most popular shows on CNN. It was certainly one of my favorites. Of course, I'm in the media, but you know, I thought it was a brilliant show. And Brian's observations were often just you know, painfully close to just what obvious reality. Tom, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. Nick in Crofton, Maryland. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
I was talking with your call screener, and one of the questions, you talked about this subject earlier as far as January 6th, but has the person that you said that Trump appointed...
The acting Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller?
Yes, him. Has he been questioned, or as your call screener used the term, deposed? Has he been questioned as to why, really, and more importantly, who told you not to let the National Guard into Washington, D.C.? Who told you to order these measures where they couldn't be armed? Who told you that?
Right.
And let me say this before you answer that, Tom. I think somebody walking around in Lagos, Nigeria, saw that come across their phone on January 7th, said, oh, Trump ordered that. Somebody in Moscow, yeah, Trump ordered. I think people across the world know that Trump ordered this. And why it's taken 2 years to sit this guy down and ask him these questions, why? I'm coming to you, Tom, as an avid listener. I'm sure most of the listeners of yours just want to know.
He was questioned by the January 6th Commission. And in fact, there's a link in my article to his testimony or to his statement. Basically it was, we were doing all kinds of things on January 6th. We were having meetings. We were talking to the Pentagon. We were, but basically nobody did anything. I mean, with Chris Wray's testimony, that's actually what's linked to from my article, now that I remember. And Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, basically said, we were doing this and this and this and this and this and this. And of course, none of that had to do with showing up on January 6th. I mean, this was right in the middle of the riot. They were having all these meetings. And finally, he concludes it saying, in the evening of January 6th, I authorized the FBI to go in and send, and of course, this was after everybody had left the Capitol or while they were in the process of leaving the Capitol. Nobody got arrested on January 6th. I mean, think about that. Isn't that mind boggling? Nobody got arrested. Or if there were, they were minor arrests. But nobody got arrested for this kind of stuff on January 6th. It's just breathtaking, and it went on for hours.
Let me tell you what Wray and Miller said is what Mr. George Orwell said was talk speak. They just moved right past the main issues and got to the conclusion.
Yeah.
And we need to be re-put back up there, if that's a...
I totally get what you're saying. By the way, the word was newspeak. N-E-W-speak. Newspeak. I'm sure Orwell came up with more than one phrase for 1984. Nick, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thanks for the points that you made. All excellent. And do appreciate the call. Thank you. We're hitting the end of the hour here. I want to share with you concerns about electricity on the other side of this break and what's going on in Europe. Are we letting the Supreme Court stand above the law? And a serious questions about Twitter. And what are you doing with Twitter? Where are you going? What's up there? We'll talk about that in a minute.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.